Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? And welcome to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what's happening, everybody? Well, we had our big Fed meeting on Wednesday, and of course, as usual, they did nothing, and as usual, they remain controlled by the stock market, which is ridiculous. Again, I'd like to go back and read the charter of what they were here for. Of course, as far as I'm concerned, they have zero value. Unless you like money burners and losing your own equity and having your net worth being devalued by a wonderful group of Fed folks. You know, I think that it's wonderful that they have a beautiful theory, and it's wonderful on how they interpret everything, and it's wonderful how they kowtow to the wealthy of the stock market when, you know, that is not what should be concerned. I mean, you know, they address nothing, and of course, what we're really seeing is the ability for the banks to run the world. And where did that become the way it should be? I always found that a challenge when the few can lead and do whatever they want, and then if they screw up, well, then they've got an organization that will bail them out. Doesn't seem like the right fit. I don't know. I don't know what you would call it, but in sports, you would call it cheating. Okay, you know, in sport, we've seen, you know, if you're watched New England Patriots or spying on another team, figuring out their plays. Well, the playbook is simple: let the banks do whatever they want, and don't penalize them if they screw up. Just make sure you can print them some more money and make sure that they stay in business. In the meantime, we're seeing a continuation of overall a lousy monetary policy. We're seeing almost an instant replay. Now, it's not playing out yet because you won't see it yet, but the banks are buying loans up like they were going out of style. They're loading up once again, you know, making ridiculously dumb deals. For not, like right now, they're actually giving 5% on 7-year loans. That they're buying up 7-year loans at 5%. Which, you know, do you think that if we're still at 3% in 7 years, I think that's a problem. I think there's just so much out here, and this shows you what the yield curve is doing. The entire process is bogus. The entire process is flawed. And that's unfortunately what we're dealing with, because we're going to be the ones that get to pay for the wonderful parties that the bankers get to throw. We're the guys who get to pay for it because they don't have any real exposure. You know, it's nice to make almost risk-free loans out there where you can build massive amounts of debt. Again, this goes back to the 08 when they should have let the banks go under. That did not be in. This goes into the lack of being able to track what they're actually doing. I mean, do you realize that the rating agencies and what they do? I mean, you saw it in The Big Short, obviously overemphasized a little bit, but we let so many things go by that it's ridiculous, because this is the way we've always done it. And, you know, I was with a buddy of mine last night for dinner, and we were talking about it, and I mean, he's, you know, very much similar to everybody else. It's like, well, that's the way we've always done it. So why would we stop? And I said, well, you might want to stop because of the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that we're in debt. You might want to stop because of all the issues, because, you know, you cannot continue at this pace. If you don't think there's not a major debt bomb coming here, you're nuts. All right. There is going to be a debt explosion. It'd be like Hiroshima. All right. You know, you have credit card debt at massive record numbers. You've got student loan debt at massive record numbers. You've got auto loans at record massive numbers. And not only are they bad loans, but they're, you know, you think about it, you got auto loans out for 8 to 10 year loans now? Really? Okay. It's like buying a house. Pretty soon we'll have mortgages on our cars. We can buy 30 year cars. But the problem with those assets are they're depreciating assets. At least the house, you have a shot. But at the end of it here, we have this same old story, okay, of a market that is being manipulated and not being the ability to have a free market. And so what you're allowing to happen is you're allowing the people with money to take advantage of the system. And you're keeping the middle class guys and gals in a hole. And it just proves out every time. I don't know if you watched Maria Bartiromo, Good Morning, Mornings with Maria, but Alan Greenspan I was on. Now, again, he's the original bubble builder. But he's talking about what we've talked about here for months, which is stagflation. Right? We have inflation, but we're not making any money. So how's that feel? Okay, how does it feel to not make any money, to be making less money, but paying more for goods and services? I mean, that's a good thing. You know, it's amazing how we see and how we decide that things are okay to act on, but yet nobody really gives a crap about what's going on. And, you know, the bill, you know, the debt that the government has, I mean, just wonder, where is it all going to come from? You know, where is the growth going to come from? Where is the change is going to come from? Where? I mean, we need to ask the five W's, or who, what, where, when, and why. And of course, then how? How are we going to get it done? And virtually there's no chance. The only chance is there's going to be a major collapse. And that is, again, you can be as bullish all you want. Now, again, I'm not telling you to get out of the markets. I'm just telling you that there are some major, major issues coming down the road here. And you've got a start of a financial revolution, and it's only going to get worse. If something doesn't happen, you know, you're going to have to see, you know, with pensions and things, which we'll talk about when we come back from the break. But there's just so many issues out there that don't bode well for what's going on. But in the meantime, what does bode well for all of us is my high school investing program. I'm trying to help educate our youth so we can avoid these problems in the future. Won't help me, but certainly I hope it'll help my kids, my grandchildren, your kids and your grandchildren, and we can get it done. But it's highschoolinvesting.com. And if you'd like to help us out, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. Make a small donation if you'd like. Obviously, it'd be nice if you did, but not, no worries. In the meantime, don't forget to download the Bubba Show every single day at libertytalk.fm. The only source you need for your news. And of course, there's Bubba's Daily Update, which comes out every day after the close. And I send you a quick video about what I saw that day and what I expect to see tomorrow. And always good and entertaining. And tomorrow's newspaper today, go to BubbaTrading.com. You can get that for free. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, we talked about the Fed and their ignorance, and it continues to remain. Now, I'm not an economist, but I certainly can add two and two together. And they add two and two, and they make about 12. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But of course, there's talk now they're going to have to cut back on Social Security. You know, the Greenspan, which we talked about earlier, says there's going to have to be a 25% cut. Okay, well, Social Security wasn't that much to begin with. And certainly, if you'd have taken that money that you paid into Social Security every year and just put it into an IRA, into a like a mutual fund, you'd be making a hell of a lot more money than if they were paying you what they're supposed to pay you. Now they want to cut that back. So it's just, once again, a proof that the government doesn't know what to do. The government only knows how to create problems and debt and does not know what to do with your money, but they love to use it to continue to piss it away. Now, you know, you look at what's going on in these pensions funds and these private pensions and government pensions. Now, I was on Fox yesterday, and you look at the exodus from a lot of these high-tech states. And you look at the high-tech states, you go, why is New York, Illinois, New Jersey, and California in so much financial trouble? They take in more tax money than anybody. All right. I mean, you know, you go to Texas, Nevada, Florida, and many others, and there's no state tax. Here, we're paying a fortune in state tax, yet they're always broke. You know, I don't know if you all remember when New York almost went broke in the 70s. I mean, California's going to go broke without a question. Their only savior is nothing. There's nothing to save. Okay. So the question is how are we going to get through this? How are we going to make it change and make it better? There is no fiscal responsibility. And there is no way to stop what's going on until you make the hard decisions. And the first hard decision is you've got to change the retirement age in Social Security. The first hard decision is you've got to change the retirement age in private pensions. You cannot continue paying out $3, $4, $5 out to every dollar you take in. It doesn't work out, especially when the bumbling idiots that run these pension funds don't know what to do with it. Okay? This is the problem. You could have almost done better just putting in a passbook, okay, even at almost no interest. Because, again, I know that the Illinois teacher's pension hasn't been funded by the state for 20 years. So how are all these teachers going to get their money, okay, that they actually put in? You know, they continue to call Social Security an entitlement program, but Social Security is not an entitlement program. Social Security is something you put in yourself. I don't know why I should be considered an entitlement when I got to pay it. You know, you don't have a choice not to pay Social Security. You got to pay it. And you're paying it in so that you can get your retirement later. But I don't look at it as an entitlement program. I look at it as a program that I'm paying for anyways. I mean, I've paid into Social Security in my 60 years. Okay, I've paid in over $100,000. Okay, now if I had to put that $100,000 in AT&T, okay, probably be worth $1 million today. All right. Well, I'm not ever going to get $1 million from Social Security. And you look at these bunglings, and what do they do for you? They do nothing. They don't take care of it. They spend your money on other projects. And what do I get for it? Nothing. I mean, I said on Fox yesterday, I would be out of Illinois in a heartbeat. In 3 seconds, I'd be gone from here if I could. I can't because I take care of my mother. And this is where she's at. And she ain't going anywhere. So that's why I'm stuck paying. I mean, I get the privilege of paying about $30,000 a year to stay in Illinois and take care of my mother. Okay. Now, again, I'm not complaining. I'm happy to do so. But that's my point. This is, why would I want to be here? What benefit do I have from being here? Other than I get ripped off by the politicians. I get ripped off by everybody. Okay. I pay more for everything, for the honor and privilege of living in the murder capital of the world. And the only state where, I don't know, 5 out of the last 8 governors went to jail. So yet we have this continued problem. And again, the real story, though, is what's going to happen when this money needs to be paid out? There is none. Okay. And yet they want to make sure that they take care of the illegals. They want to make sure that they remain a sanctuary state or city. I mean, to me, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired of the political system. I'm tired. I'm tired of being screwed and ripped off by the politicians, the lobbyists, and everybody involved. I don't know what their value is. In my opinion, they bring none. Okay? In my opinion, they have no value. Their value is how much can they steal from me? That's what I see. Now, I don't know if you agree or you disagree, but I see the only one, obviously I'm sure there's a few, but the only person, in my opinion, that brings something to the table is the president. And the president, I believe, is only in office because it is his dream and desire to be the best president ever. Okay, it is his dream and desire, I believe, to turn the world around or turn the United States around and actually, as he says, make America great again. But I think by making America great again, it's removing the boobs and the idiots that are there now. You know, why should the lobbyists have so much power? Where did a guy like George Soros become such a big time guy? And I don't care about how much money he makes. Listen, that's free markets. But where did he become a controller of the government? Okay. And there's a lot of them just like him. All right. The big money guys. Okay. And that to me, and in full realization, Trump was one of those before he was the president. He was on either side of the party. I mean, you know, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, all these guys, you know, basically they used to give to everybody because they wanted to carry favor. And of course, they did. And now, you know, with Trump, you don't carry favor. But I think that's why you're seeing him build the team he's trying to build, because it seems to be a lot of non Washington people, a lot of non swamp people, because we are in a swamp, and the swamp is the swamp creatures are stealing us and robbing us blind with their BS, and quite frankly, I'm sick of it. And I think that, and when we look into these trade wars and tariffs, I believe that this is the reason there's so much hand-wringing and nervousness, is because I don't think that it affects the average guy and gal who are shipping or buying or whatever. I think it affects the lobbyists, the amount of money they're able to abscond with through all these crappy, phony, partisan-type deals. Again, that's just me talking. I don't know that to be a fact, but that would be my opinion. My opinion is we continue to get screwed by those that have the power. We need to have change and real change. And you can see by the man in the office right now, in the Oval Office, how much backlash he gets from trying to make real change. You can see how hard it is to get anything through that really has a great benefit to the American people. And I think that is just criminal, what's going on out there. And I think that becomes the bigger problem. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and make sure that you go to libertytalk.fm every single day and download The Bubba Show every single day. You know, and don't forget the rest of our programming. And also, don't forget to get Bubba's Daily Update, which is available to you for free. Go to bubbatrading.com, fill out the little box that pops up when you go there. You don't need a credit card. All you need is your name and your email, and you can get every day after the close a little bit of a video with my thoughts on what the markets are doing. And for now, we're going to step out for a break. We'll be back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show.
Fly me. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, at CNN, CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, you know, we had the Fed. We've got the cronies in Washington. And my question is, and we've talked about this a couple of times, but why can't we get term limits for Congress and Senate? And why can't we ban the lobbyists, okay? Why is the biggest business the government? Okay. I mean, I know this is one of President Trump's main promises. It might have been towards the top of his list, was to get term limits. And yet, obviously, we have not seen that take place yet. But I do believe that we will see it take place in his second term. Okay. That is really what I'm seeing, and what I would guess is that in his second term, I mean, he's going to win a second term as it stands, the way I look at it. Okay. But in his second term, he will have nothing to lose, obviously. So he will, I think, go after it. I don't know if we're going to get it done, but again, that is something that needs to be addressed. It is something that needs to be taken care of, because the only way we're going to get out of this crap, the only way we're going to get through all this, is to get rid of the swamp creatures. And if we have a swamp creature, is to get them out after, you know, whatever term limits that we do set going forward, which I do believe need to be done. Okay. And I think that this is a much bigger problem that has to be taken care of. And that's why we need to, you know, get these guys out, good or bad. We need to get them out on limits, because if we don't get them out, then they continue to create havoc and damage and danger. And that's why I believe deep down in my bones that we have to have term limits, because what we have now is a failure. You've got too many people in there for too long that are making too many funky deals that are not benefiting the American people. And they're only benefiting themselves. And I find that horrible. Okay. And that goes for both sides. Again, I don't care which side you're on. Both sides are bad people. That's my opinion. Again, let's clarify that. It doesn't have to be your opinion, but that's my opinion. I think we get cheated at every turn. I think that if we could get inside of that thing and actually, you know, as I've said before, do a full audit of the government, I think we'd find probably enough money to pay back most of our debt. We'll never get there, at least not soon. But again, whose responsibility does that lie to? And that lies to those who you can look in the mirror, and those of you who don't vote, those of you who don't try to make things better, that's where the responsibility lies.
We have a system, and of course, I don't like the system that we have, but it's the system that we have. So the only way you can affect change in the current system is by voting. And we've got elections coming up. And, you know, you can't sit back on your ass and not go out and vote if you want things to change. Because the only way we can get change to what I think we should be is to get new people in so that they can then vote on making term limits. I mean, I think a president should be a 1-6-year term. That's it. You know, because you're going to start to see it already. And again, I'm a Donald Trump fan. So, but you're going to start to see it in the next few months. He'll already start working on his next campaign. So he's not going to. I mean, the man works like an animal. But you're not getting everything because he's worried about getting reelected. I believe that probably a senator should be also a 6-year term, and probably a House should be a mandatory a maximum of 6 years. And I think they should stagger them. So they would overload. So, you know, if you take, you know, let's say it's 2018. So we have an election now. So you elect your senators in 18. You elect your president. You elect your House in 19, and you elect your president in 20. And then you've got a little bit of a stagger all the way through. Okay. And then, you know, you should have probably every 2 years for each, or I would prefer to have just 1 6-year term for across the board. Okay. Because then you wouldn't then you're not fighting for the reelection. Then you're not wasting and pissing away all the money of everybody else's to go out and get reelected. Then we're not perpetually in the election. I mean, virtually almost after the last election, we were already talking about 2018 and the midterms. I don't think there should be midterms. I think we should, again, I believe it should be 1 6-year term across the board or 1 4-year term, whatever you want. I don't really care. But it shouldn't be, senators and congressmen, like minimum wage jobs, they weren't meant to be careers. Okay? They were meant to be something to help the country for a very short period of time and then move on and go back to your job. That was what the founding fathers did. Okay? But of course, obviously, we've changed a lot of that, and I think that part is very scary. From the way that we do things, and that's why I think you need to limit down all of the stuff. And if we do that, I think you clean up a lot of the country. I think you clean up a lot of the issues. I think that changes and creates better opportunity for all of us. But until we do that, we're going to be in the same old stuff. You're going to have the same old guys like George Soros and the big shooters like that running the country. And, you know, to me, I don't like him. I don't want him running the country. I don't want him to have anything to do with it. But this is what when you figure it out and you see people that have become career politicians, you know, some go in it for with good reason in the beginning and they end up bad. Some are bad to begin with and some do stay good all the way through. But again, as an overall overview, the system sucks because, again, it's the perpetual trying to get reelected. So I like to see, again, that's where I think we need to see the American people get out there and vote and make change. Okay. I mean, because even if you love who's in there, okay, you need to keep things changing to rebuild. Always, it should be always a real rebuilding process with a new manager. It should be very much like a sports team. Okay. Where everybody's got to get along, even if you don't like them. Even if I don't agree with you, I got to get along with you. And of course, this is, I think, the big issue in the political landscape is that you've got too many people with too many personal agendas that owe too many favors to get where they got. And what do you end up with? You end up with nothing. You end up with a pile of dog crap, okay? And you end up in a position where you're never going to get out. How else do you think you got trillions of dollars in debt? okay? Because the people in power don't really give a crap. That's how you get trillions of dollars in debt, because the people that are in charge don't care. And that becomes the real story. That's which is why we go back to term limits, eliminating the potential and the spot for people, so that they can't take advantage of the system and us. And you don't have guys in office for a billion years, because again, it just doesn't work. It's just not healthy. And it doesn't ever affect real change. It breeds contempt and complacency. And that's where the things need to be changed. And that's why I continue to harp on these topics, because the only way we can get there is people like you who understand and want to take care of what's going on and want better. Okay, and that's how we get better. We got to replace the garbage. Got to throw out the trash, as they say. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as always, I want to thank you for being here, but also want to remind you to go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day. And by the way, we also have 24-hour programming. And of course, you've heard me talk about my high school investing program, which is now in 475 high schools. And of course, I finance it myself and could use a little bit of help after 7 years. But I want to continue it, because when I leave this world, I want to make it better for everybody else. So if you'd like to help out, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. That's patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And you can make a small donation. It'd be great. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. And I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop out here for a break and come back with more of The Bubba Show after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's The Bubba Show. And, you know, we're at the show. So what do we got going on here? You got the jobs tomorrow, and it doesn't matter. Okay. I mean, what are they going to be? What are they going to tell me? What kind of BS number am I going to get? Okay. Is it going to be a great number? And what does that mean for the market? Is it going to be a bad number? And what does that mean for the market? Again, it's going to be crap as usual, because you never really get a square number. And the number you get is going to be revised anyway. So what difference does it make? That's what I can't ever understand. The number I'm going to get is going to be revised. So what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do to me? Trying to give me a meltdown. I look at all this government information, and we've said they never could count, and they still can't count. But we've now got, of course, we've got Mnuchin and a team in China trying to work out these tariffs. Now, again, I have said this from the beginning. I like what Trump is doing with the tariffs, because it's going to make it better for everybody. I believe that, as you know, I have a great love for the farming community, farmers and producers, and wanting to make sure that I help that industry. And, you know, think about who's doing all the squelching and crying. It's the lobbyists that abscond with your money, not the actual farmers. And I know there's obviously some that are very worried about it, but I do believe, I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. As you know, I believe that they'll get all this worked out, number one. Number two, I think it will actually lead to increasing of more selling, increasing your business, and finally giving you a fair shot to get some real money. Okay. Instead of still having basically corn and wheat prices, well, they're a little higher now, but you know, back a few months ago, they were basically the same prices we were at in 2000. Right. You know, where's your inflation? That's what I want to know. You know, I think you're supposed to get inflation too. You know, but of course that's, you know, the unfortunate affordable food and, you know, the whole deal. But again, this is when you have the lack of a free market is what you end up with. But I do believe that when they do finally get this done, there will be no tariffs on either side. I believe it's going to be a free trade. Okay. And I believe that we're going to be better for it. And I believe it'll be better for the country. And I believe that this is known as the art of the deal. And I think that the deal that's going to be worked out is going to be, I don't think he's going to make a bad deal. That's my personal opinion. I don't think there's going to be a bad deal here. I think it's going to be a good deal. And I think it's going to be a good deal for everybody. Now, if you look at the big picture, China's not going anywhere. Okay. We don't need China. We are actually capable of producing everything in this country. And believe it or not, we're actually capable of producing everything in this country at much lower prices. Not much lower prices than China, but much lower prices than the reasons that why we moved to China in the first place. Okay. You know, remember when the unions first took hold, they were unbelievable. Okay, because they were great for the employee. And then unfortunately, a lot of the union stuff became more of the union became a business on its own and not just for helping everybody. But in the meantime, you know, they don't exist anymore in that stance. And now, you know, you can bring help in and start new companies to manufacture for a lot less money now. Okay. Because again, you don't have all those hidden benefits behind that were built up. You know, remember when, you know, the equivalent employee was making $100 and some an hour. Now, it might have only been, you know, $30 or $40 an hour in salary, but then the rest came in, the rest came in benefits. Okay. We can restructure that now, I think. I think we're very capable of actually being an industrialized nation again and doing everything. You know, again, that's not up to me to decide, but I think we could do it. And I think if it came down to it, it would actually be great for America. Now, again, I'm not saying that we should ignore China, because obviously being global is we are the kings. We are the top. We are the most powerful. We are the wealthiest. And so I go back to the original question was, China's not going to let this thing blow up. They cannot afford to let it blow up. China's got so many issues. You know, we don't get to hear much about China. You know, they don't have disclosure as we do. But we know that they're in a lot of trouble. We know that they have no money. But again, when you have central banks that can create money, you can certainly make it imaginary. But they hold the most of the American debt. Okay. Now, America's not going to default, but they could. They could say, hey, screw you. We're not going to pay. I mean, that's not going to happen. But again, there's, when you're the king, when you're the top, okay, and you're dealing with somebody that has had every advantage and has taken advantage of you forever, and you hold all the aces, so to speak. I mean, we hold all the aces here. We owe the money. We've got the equipment and the ability to do everything on our own. And China doesn't have it. They need to export to the United States, because that's where they make most of their money. We're their biggest customer. So if that changes all of a sudden, what do you think is going to happen to China? They're already over in debt to begin with. They've already got, you know, what we call the hidden cities, which we've talked about before. We've been talking about that for about 10 years now. I mean, they've got a lot of bad loans, a lot of bad paper like everywhere else. What do you think? Their bankers are any different? They're the same. Everybody's the same no matter where you go. So now, you really think that they're going to let this thing blow up? Really? I mean, that whole sorghum deal was just in my opinion, was just a symbolic gesture. They're going to work this deal out, because even if Ping can outweigh Trump, because he's dictator for life, 6 years, 7 years is a long time. And it doesn't mean that the next president that would come in would not be somebody like Trump or agree with Trump. Okay, so they can't afford to take that gamble. So if the United States wants to continue to squeeze, and I hope that they do, because again, I believe, and I hope I'm not wrong, I could be wrong, but I believe that this whole tariff and trade war and crap is going to benefit everybody. Okay, from the workers to the wealthy to the farmers and producers to everybody. I think it works out the best, because I think it puts everybody back on equal footing, and it cleans up the ability to where you buy from. We don't need any more of these secret where is it shipping to. There's all, you know, obviously we all know there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on, but I believe that prices will stabilize. I believe just like anything else, You know, we've seen some dramatic rise in steel and aluminum. And I think that that is just the vendors, once again, taking advantage of a situation. It's no different than when the oil crisis first started happening way back when, and gasoline went shooting higher. Come on. You know, again, people take advantage of situations. They're not paying that much more, but they're paying enough more to stick it to you because you have no place else to go. So this is just more of the same. It will resolve itself. I think it will be better. I think it will be great. And that's what I'm looking for, because I believe in what we're trying to do, because I believe in the free market system. I'm tired of the manipulated markets. I'm tired of all of it. And I'd like to see it rectified. And that's my point of view. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, I want to remind you to get Bubba's Daily Update. It comes to you every day after the close. Just about a 3 to 5 minute video where I tell you what I saw during the day and what I'm expecting to see tomorrow. So it's kind of like getting tomorrow's newspaper today. You go to BubbaTrading.com and fill out the little bit, the blank, that the form that pops up. No credit card, nothing. Just fill it out and you'll get emailed every day. And don't forget to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. Also, we have other programming there for you as well. So as always, I appreciate you being and spending some time with me, old Bubber here. And everybody have a great day. And we'll have our Kentucky Derby selection tomorrow as we try to go for our third year in a row of picking the Derby winner. In the meantime, have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.